Congressional candidates have filed their first financial disclosures of this election year, and they make a few things clear. Competitive districts already are attracting a lot of money, and in some districts held by Republicans, more money is being given to unseat them rather than keep them in office. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Lots of Democratic candidates use Act Blue, a nonprofit fundraising platform that connects them with small donors. Director Aaron Hill said it's been setting all sorts of records lately. They first noticed a big bump around January 2017 when President Trump took office. Hill said they thought they could explain it.
That was a new administration. People were protesting, and we thought, well, how sustainable can this possibly be? It turns out incredibly sustainable.
Now, she said, the 2018 midterms are already close to eclipsing the 2016 cycle.
We moved $750 million that cycle, and we're at about 730 now, and it is April.
The gusher of cash shows up in places like Virginia's 10th District, which includes some of Washington's wealthiest suburbs. The 10th was conservative, but now leans more liberal. Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock carried it in 2016. President Trump did not. Now, Comstock has raised nearly $3 million for this November's election. Stephen Farnsworth is a political scientist at Virginia's University of Mary Washington.
When you're talking about the 10th District of Virginia in the age of Donald Trump, money will not be a problem for any viable candidate.
That's certainly true for the top four Democrats running to oppose Comstock. They've each raised between $850,000 and $1.4 million. The primary is in June, and it could stir up trouble for the Democrats.
In a lot of districts, Democrats have more well-funded candidates than they know what to do with.
David Wasserman is the House editor at the Cook Political Report.
In an awful lot of districts, most of the money raised by these candidates up to this point is going to be spent fighting amongst Democrats.
Wasserman cited three districts in California, each with a vulnerable Republican incumbent and multiple million-dollar Democrats. Under California's unique rules, the Democrats could cancel each other out, leaving only two Republicans on the November ballot. But Wasserman generally thinks Democratic enthusiasm will prevail.
The question is, will those donors consolidate around the eventual nominee? And history tells us that they will.
More and more, those donors are small donors. Democratic candidates like that. It shows an enthusiastic base of supporters who can be solicited again and again before they hit the legal limit. Some candidates make the point by swearing off the bigger contributions from corporate political action committees. NPR ran the 2017 small donor totals for all House candidates. Small donor contributions are amounts of $200 or less. The grand total for Republican candidates, $14 million. For Democrats, $42 million. But this doesn't necessarily mean a Democratic House majority next year. John Ferry is a Republican lobbyist and strategist.
When it comes to the money, the Republicans and the Democrats are roughly tied. Republicans probably have an advantage at the national level.
That's because the Republican National Committee has much more cash than the Democratic National Committee, cash that will pay for canvassers and phone banks to save their House majority. And conservatives field more of the outside groups, super PACs and social welfare groups, where donors often write seven- or eight-figure checks. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.